boobies. You like boobies. Vicky likes boobies.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
This is a nice fish, you know? Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish.
No topic too absurd, no thing too asinine. We are Nerdity's Nerdy Jersey's Finest. I'm Mike, that's...
Justin.
He's...
Kyle.
The next one's...
Vin.
And the last one's...
Joe.
Let's do a show. Well, let's talk about ourselves first, then we'll do a show. You know, we do. How's life?
Thanksgiving was nice. Vin wasn't there. That was a shame.
How good was the pecan pie going to be?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. But just like any time Vinny's involved with anything against me, I saved the fucking day. Came loaded with a bunch of desserts.
Well, I was dying, so...
Hurting.
It was great. When people from my planet... Oh, God. Monkey's out of the bag. People like myself, I'll say,
are quitters.
No, it's like when we get ill, it's like we just don't get the sniffles. It's pretty much like when Frodo got stabbed by that sword.
By the ring wraith?
Yeah, and you thought he might have been on like crack or something.
Oh wow, so you were close to dying and stuff, like Mike. Refresh my memory. Who on the show did the podcast while they had pneumonia? I did. Okay. So really there was no fucking excuse for you not to make a pecan pie.
I dare you to ask Megan my state, because even she was like, wow, I didn't realize people from New Jersey got sick like that. And I was like, yeah, people like myself from New Jersey, we get sick like this. It's unbearable. Like, normal humans... Oh, God, I'm giving it away. Normal humans can't really comprehend or abstain what my body...
That's not how... That's not, you don't use that word there.
Don't use that word there?
That's not where it goes.
Do you know what I mean, though?
No. I really... I'm not...
Kyle, do you know what I mean? Joe, this is your moment, dude.
Vinny, are you an alien?
No. What do you mean, dude? Maybe from my planet, that's where... Not that I am an alien, but we use abstain wherever we want, if I may assuage you.
That was closer. But if I were you, I would abstain from misusing words.
But I'm from Jersey. What am I supposed to do?
We're playing in Jersey.
Anywho. Yeah, no. When I get sick, dude, I'm like, I'm dead to the world. It's sad.
It's funny. I was pretty dead to the world, too, but I still, like, you know, did what I needed to do and not be a little bitch about it.
No, not like me.
There's a difference between getting on the podcast, like, video calling, and being around your family when you might be communicable. I kind of applaud him for it. Kind of. I'd rather not be sick again, because it probably wasn't what I had a couple weeks ago.
He didn't have to
want to crank it up again.
He didn't have to show up. He could have just still made the pie and, like, you know.
What, coughed on it?
Well, I planned on making
fucking mask.
It Thanksgiving morning, and I started, I guess, Tuesday night, last Tuesday, I started getting remnants of it. Wednesday, I left work early, and I slept for like 3.5 hours after work. I woke up, felt worse. Megan thought I was kind of full of it, because I still had some life, and I was laughing about it. And then Thursday, DUD. Dead.
Okay, you're a fucking dud, all right.
I wish she was here to back me up. She's never backing me up.
I have a story that I was supposed to tell before the podcast. After the podcast, I have to tell it.
Okay.
It's not podcast appropriate.
The most, not the most significant, but one of the big standout things from Thanksgiving was almost all of us getting our asses kicked by Kyle's mom. Three out of the five of us getting chastised because your son's a little shit.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, that's funny. Trip to that.
Because there is a... There's something that happened the next day.
Yeah. If you don't know out there, you probably heard James, Justin's son, on the show, no one's touching him. So, because if even, like, he's a Victorian doll, I'd say. You could sit him there, but you're not supposed to play with him, apparently, because if you touch James, he'll just scream. Fake scream, too. Nothing's actually happening to him. Yeah. He's a chihuahua.
You could see James in our wrestling promos.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's very excitable.
Yeah, so he gets going on fucking Thanksgiving night.
Starting, as the kids say, shit.
So he's getting me and Kyle in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm his father, and I'm still getting yelled at by Kyle's mother. Like, and he's so ridiculous to the point where, like, she comes in the room and she's like, that's it, you over there. And Kyle's like, are you fucking kidding me?
She has so become her mother.
Yeah.
She's absolutely grandma now.
So, like, it settles down and we're like, whatever. He had spent that night with my dad. And the next day, Ashley and I were going to clean Kyle's mom's house. And my dad was going to drop him off after they did some leaves in the morning. So around 10. He was like, all right, that's cool. So we get up. We're on our way the next morning. I text him. I was like, hey, man, how's everything going? And he's like, oh, it's good. You know, we just got up a little bit ago. We had breakfast. We're going to get dressed and then we're going to go. And I'm like, oh, where are you going? And he's like, oh. Dan Joy's. I'm like, oh, I thought you were doing leaves. He's like, no, we got up too late. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll text you when we get there.
Your dad still probably gave him money. The money he was supposed to give him for leaves.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So, we get there. I text him. He's like, all right, we'll be there, you know, in like 10, 15 minutes. I was like, okay, cool. So they get there. I leave Zach with the two of them. I run up, I start helping Ashley. We get downstairs to clean, and my dad's, like, talking to Matt, Crystal, and Joy. And he's like, yeah, I was supposed to have him till like, 10 o'clock. I didn't know we were coming over this early. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, James said you texted him to be here at 9. It's like, that's not how that conversation went. So I go over with my phone, and I show him the conversation I had with James. And he goes, you little shit. And Kyle, your mother, was like, I did not realize he was such a little shit. She's like, he really wasn't getting hurt last night, was he? And I was like, no.
She watched it happen. She saw me. My hand wasn't even on him.
I know.
And he's looking over in a direction that she's not in. I'm not even touching him, and he's yelling. I'm like, see? Do you not see?
Yeah.
To be fair. I may have actually heard him that night, though.
You should have.
When I put him in the clover leaf.
Were you trying to show your mom what the clover leaf was? And she refused to?
No, I told him I was going to do something to him. And he was like James does.
Sounds right. That's a very good impersonation.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
So I just did it. I put it on him, and I turned him over. And I think because I turned him over and he wasn't ready to be turned over, he may have actually gotten hurt.
He's fine. He was fine. So now no one believes his shit. Kyle's mom threatened him. And she's like, you ever pull something like this again, I'm going to rip your ears right off your head.
how to pause your page mode.
He's like, yeah, get him. He's like, what? And then we're like, yeah, what? You little bastard.
Cries wolf too much. Trying to play people. He thinks he's a mastermind.
Yeah, I know.
But he's a barely mind.
Yeah.
He's too fast and loose. It's starting to bite him in the ass.
It's upsetting. It really is. Knowing who his father is. Knowing how well and crafty I am. And then just seeing him. Just,
there's fault. That's his mom's DNA.
That's his mom's, yeah. 100% yeah. Runs across the street and then looks both ways.
Blame the women!
Sorry.
Now we were going with it. We're going to like an actual specific situation.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, a specific situation. All women. What?
Joe, how was your Thanksgiving?
Actually, it was pretty good. We had 21 people at my parents' house.
No shit.
Yeah, it was the most we've had in a very long time. It was a lot of fun. Good food. My dad smoked a ham. Turkey was good. Beth made amazing mac and cheese. Ate a lot. Came home and passed out.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has been the Joe Report.
Yeah. I had a busy week leading into Thanksgiving. Had a couple-hour break during Thanksgiving and then came back and baked some more.
Nice.
Hey, Mike. Did you happen to have the Hostess Cupcake cookies from Sinful Creations by Justin?
Damn, Skippy, I did. Boy, were they great. They're actually, I'm on record that my favorite cake ever is the chocolate with the... and form, but when you cookie so dense that I can only have one a day, I think those Hostess cookies.
So that cookie that you're talking about, Mike, that was just cookies that we got as well?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
They were the ones with
the butter frosting one was very, very dense. I agree with that. You can only...
Are they the same base cookie, or is there something different to them? I don't get that. It really is.
The Hostess one wasn't that hard to eat.
So the thing about the Hostess cookie is, same cookie, but you'd have to do the impression, like the indent, in order to put the homemade marshmallow cream inside. And then top it with the ganache. So, like, the cookie itself's not nearly as thick because as soon as it comes out of the oven, it's pressed down. So it is condensed.
Which you would think might densify it in the middle a bit more, but it kind of just makes it chewy.
Yeah. But how
easier to work with?
How fucking good is that marshmallow cream?
It was nice and not having to hold on top, because it really was exactly like a Hostess cupcake, but I don't know about anybody else, but every time I've had one of those, you take the first bite and the swirly thing that's completely processed and isn't actually a part of it, like it flips up and kind of hits you in the nose,
yeah,
or like falls off the side. It was nice that it was joined to it. It was part of the whole cookie.
Yeah. It's good. It would have been really
handmade nature.
Would have been really nice to see it up against a so-called pecan pie, but hey, some people are losers. Showtime, man. Huh?
Fuck you.
Talking about shit. Shit has been fun. It's a very, very thin amount of casting this week.
Yeah.
I have one rumor casting.
I have a rumored casting, and I have a confirmed character.
Okay. I'll get mine out of the way then. You might have forgotten that there's an Aliens TV series coming to FX, I believe?
Yes, FX.
Yeah.
FX and Hulu.
Yeah, from Noah Hawley. He's the show runner, the dude who made Legion.
Legion, yeah.
And is currently producing Fargo. So it's going to be messed up. It's Aliens plus that guy. It's going to be messed up. And now it's got an Oliphant in the room. Timothy Olyphant will be playing a synthetic. And you know what? That's kind of perfect. There does seem to be something android-like about Timothy Olyphant. And in this casting, they've also announced that they're doing something slightly different with the whole Aliens world. Where was that specific? Because I want there's going to be a hybrid character, they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Olyphant is Kirsch, a synth who acts as a mentor and trainer for Wendy. Wendy herself is a hybrid, a metahuman who has the brain and consciousness of a child, but the body of an adult. So they're going down that road in the Aliens universe of maybe superpowers. Maybe this is someone that's going to be able to stand up to these creatures in a physical form. Maybe just the next mental evolution of humanity. Yeah. Whatever that is, Timothy Olyphant is going to play someone with milk for blood.
Cool.
I was reading to see if they have a time frame in the Alien storyline of when this takes place.
No. That was the other announcement this week, though, because there's an Alien movie that's back on track now.
Alien Romulus, it's called.
That one's going to be set between the first two movies, which is kind of weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figured they'd want to go way, way past that to not have to mess around too much. But I'm guessing there's these fucking xenomorphs are everywhere in the universe and they just don't know
what's going to be tense. It's the guy who did the remake of Evil Dead.
Yeah. He's
directing it.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be fucked up and bloody and gruesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. What are the other casting potentialities?
The confirmed character I have is Willem Dafoe's character in Beetlejuice 2 is going to be a
please be a ghost.
He is.
Yes.
He's a cop.
Ghost cop?
Ghost cop, yeah.
Or he's a guy who used to be a cop when he was alive.
No, ghost. So he works, I guess, for the Bureau. And I'm assuming he's going to be trying to get I'm going to assume Beetlejuice is on the run.
Most likely. And I'm guessing, narratively, he's going to take the Juno role of popping up every once in a while, maybe not as a support staff for whoever the main characters are, for Lydia and her daughter.
Yeah.
More like just popping up to cause problems for everybody.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
The rumor I have is they're eyeing Anya Taylor-Joy to play Silver Surfer.
I've heard differently. I heard she's going to be a herald, like not quite Silver Surfer, but one of Galactus's heralds.
I've heard Nova. I have Silver Surfer.
I'd really like it if she was Nova. I generally don't have issue with gender swapping, but with this one, it's like, why would you? It feels like they're just trying to sexualize the character by having a completely naked female form covered in silver. It doesn't feel like it needs to be done. And she would be a really good choice for someone like Nova. That version of that Nova. Was it Nova?
That's what I read on one of the things. It was she was rumored to play Nova instead of Silver Surfer.
They'd have to change that name if they're going to eventually bring her back. All right.
So that's all I got.
It's way down the road. Who else had a...
I have one. So when it comes to the movie Zelda and the character of Link, Machine Gun Kelly said, if I don't play Link, we have a problem.
No, okay. No one said that.
Then we have a problem.
He's going to make a song about it, a la Taylor Swift.
He's got a problem. Man.
And then the movie's got a problem, because now Machine Gun Kelly and his people say, hell no, we won't go. That's what I think. And I think he wouldn't be a bad choice. 6'3", 125 pounds to play an elf.
I, for one, would not mind seeing him in a low-budget Legend of Zelda movie as long as he's true to the character and just doesn't speak.
I, for one, wouldn't mind seeing him in a low-budget Zelda porn spoof.
He's probably got boomerang cock like X-Pac, though.
Well, I would like for it to be a low budget movie, but like a really long shoot. So like a full year of him
not
being busy doing something where we don't have to hear his voice ever.
Wow, that's a good call.
That would be my dream for him in that role.
I don't think we have to worry about this at all, because even if he does make a diss song on Nintendo, they won't even need to hire Eminem. He'll just make a response.
And it'll be the best, one of the best rap songs
at
ever.
Principle. It'll be a response at a principle, and then they'll put it on the end of the actual Zelda movie.
Yeah.
It'll be during the credits. Okay, that was all the casting possibilities, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we have one trailer, but before that, I posted for the group on Facebook the cold open for the final season of Letterkenny.
Yes.
Yeah, watched
it. Totally watched it.
Yeah,
it's hard to say that I like the show even more now, but I respect the way they're trying to end this. That was a very smart self-referential thing. The characters basically laying out there who they are and what the show has done in the world, in the real world, while not completely conflicting with them as characters, and using their classic ABCs of Hickory.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that. But the actual trailer this week, the only trailer that came out, is the Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths animated trio, the first of three direct-to-video movies. And I can really feel my indifference swelling on this one.
See, I'm shocked by you. we tend to like... I mean, I love the DC animated stuff. So I'm glad that I'm glad they're making it.
This is the third go-around with them
telling
this story recently.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with DC lately.
Well, they only have X amount of big stories.
So I will put myself on a limb and say this will be better than CW's.
Most likely. Although I've seen a side-by-side of shots that they've used directly from... I don't know if they were in the original Crisis or they are referencing back to the CW story, but there's a lot of one-to-one moments. There's still a lot of stories they could do that they haven't touched on at all. How about they do the Nightfall series?
Okay. If they do Crisis and then actually go to Future's End, you know, and actually, like, merge the universes again.
Nah, they're just starting a new universe, too. So they better not New 52 this thing again. Create a whole new universe just to restart it all over.
You know that's exactly what they're doing.
I hope it's at least just a self-contained version of the entire Crisis event, which is weird in of itself. And I'm not a huge fan of the animation style.
I do agree with that. The animation style is weird, but, you know, we get Crisis with a Batman. With an actual Batman.
Yeah.
Not Kevin Conroy in a weird suit. Rest in peace, Kevin Conroy.
Hey, Joe, don't make fun of the CW for that. That's Warner Brothers saying, even though we're trying to make the same stories, you're not allowed to use the big three characters.
Yes. Even though you're pulling in billions of dollars for us, you're not allowed
to have the strongest thing we have going, besides animation. Oh, don't use Batman, Wonder Woman, or Superman.
We did have Superman, though.
We had two Superman.
Yes. Technically three. Tom Welling was powerless Superman.
We had a Clark Kent.
Yeah.
So that's not CW's fault. That's not Berlanti's fault. That's just because they don't know how to fucking synergize.
Or they're too afraid to oversaturate when what really matters is actually using these characters.
And Legends kind of, like, actually, not kind of, it really sucked towards the end.
The end, huh?
Yeah, ish. I know, Legends was always a fun show.
I really liked it in the beginning. And then I just completely fell off because it just...
All reports I heard, it was like every week they're just bouncing to a new time period. It became Doctor Who-ish.
Yeah,
where it's just to see all the crazy places we can go because we don't want to necessarily tell a long story anywhere. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's a formula that's been well-worn.
it didn't hit the mark like Doctor Who.
Well, it's 60 years of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
More like Smallville, though, am I right?
It's 10 seasons. I got two reviews.
I got one.
I have three.
I got one.
I finally caught up or finished Gen V, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude.
I really enjoyed the group dynamic in that thing.
Yeah.
When they finally came together, at least. It was very sporadic. They were all doing their own things that were kind of connected, and then they eventually do become a bit of a team toward the end. With very differing goals. They really subverted the concept of a teen show. That show, the whole world continuously subverts classic superhero stuff before it's grown-ups in the commercial setting, whereas this is teens being used as the next generation, or not even as superheroes. The concept of people with powers, you're not all going to be superheroes. Some of you are just going to be super celebrities. Yeah. We're going to abuse your ability however we can. Perfectly typified by the character of Cricket. And that girl is adorable, and she did a great job throughout, and that power was fucked up. So one thing this whole series, this whole world does well, every power has a price in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But then they even kind of turn that on its head toward the end, where she's learning her abilities don't need what she thinks they need to happen. It's like, spoiler, this character who shrinks and eventually grows, it's all based on her eating. So if she needs to shrink in the moment, she has to purge.
Yeah.
So it's affecting her the same way anyone with an eating disorder would. But like, she doesn't want to do it. She's not doing it to look a certain way like most people with eating disorders. She's doing it because it's expected of her to use her ability. And then later on, when she has to get huge,
she's got to gorge. Yeah,
she has to gorge. And that whole scene after that, where everything just stops, and they pick up like a week later.
Yeah,
that's an absolute what the hell's going on here, but you just kind of accept. They start to do that a lot. And like when Maria gets kidnapped by that one dude, and it just goes from her sitting down next to him to being in his room about to be abused. Yeah. Another. I don't know if that or Cricket's scene going in the guy's ears is the most of this messed up of the season.
Yo.
Or the puppet massacre.
The puppet thing was kind of fucking cool.
Now, at this point in the series, you'd already seen a lot of blood and guts, and this is going to be the goriest fight scene they've had maybe ever in the entirety of the Boys universe. They decide to not do it and show it in the form of
Muppets.
And it's Muppets being ripped apart. TV's Jason Ritter.
Yeah.
Can't see TV's Jason Ritter anymore without laughing a bit. Even though the scene he's in, it's a bit disturbing what's going on, but it's kind of funny, as it's like you see a person losing their mind, but through a kid's show where it's hosted by TV's Jason Ritter. I like the villain motive too.
Yeah.
I like how it all eventually comes back to the main show. This really was like a 0.5 season, but not like a cheap 0.5 season. Throughout, you were seeing elements of the main Boys series. And the way it all wraps back around makes me think a lot of these characters are going to be very important for season 4.
Oh, yeah.
At least referenced. Because you can contain everything that happens with them to the campus, but they're going to have to be talking about it the way stuff that happened in the Boys series is talked about in the Gen V.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to binge it. I had to go through all of, you hit a certain point in that series where it's like, okay, now I can't stop. Now, yeah, I have to see what's next. Now I have to see what's next.
We were watching
them. One more.
We were watching them as they were coming out. So, like, we had no choice but to wait the week and be like, oh, what's going to fucking happen?
Yeah. Maybe it did work out for me that I just let him build up. Yeah.
That's your two?
Really, really wrong.
That's your two?
No. No, that's my one. Oh. Because I finally, thanks to Amazon as well. It's on there right now.
I know. I saw it today.
You did watch it?
No. I saw it was on the list.
No. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Oh, it's on Amazon?
Yeah.
It's on Amazon right now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might have been my favorite movie of the year had I seen it when it came out. Maybe not, because, you know, there have been a lot of really good movies, but it is one of the most effective and emotional movies I've ever seen. I didn't understand how a multiversal action movie could win all of those Academy Awards. Then you see it, and you get it. The only way I could describe it, based on other things you might have seen, is it's equal parts Being John Malkovich, Kung Fu Hustle, and Postcards from the Edge. It's not just wacky action, and it's not just weird multiversal concepts. Those are used in service of this story about a family that's got generational issues. Like, James Hong, the guy who played Lo Pan in Big Trouble in Little China, is the grandfather. Michelle Yao, who's been Michelle Yao for decades and is just fucking awesome. And Short Round, Ki-Hoo Kwan, as her husband, have their own issues together. And then their daughter, who is an up-and-comer, I don't remember her name, her last name's Sue, but she's excellent in it. Them all playing off of each other, not really being able to communicate, and then you layer in this notion of different versions of them throughout the multiverse influencing what's going on. And when you see what the plot of it is and what's pushing the plot forward and who the bad guy is, it's you start to realize, oh shit, oh wait, that's what this movie's about. It's not just fighting. It's not just physical fighting. It's verbal and emotional issues that need to be worked over. But it's a lot. You can't just put it on the background the first time. You have to be laser focused. This thing makes Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind look simple. But it is excellent. There's so many layers to it. There's so much going on. And Jamie Lee Curtis is pretty damn great in it, too.
Three Oscars. Three acting Oscars.
Yeah, and they all earned them. I was trying to figure out how Ki-Hoo Kwan could have won an Oscar for playing this. Yeah. I'll give this for free. He seamlessly bounces back and forth between two versions of the same character. Like, almost effortlessly. But it's not effortless, because he's got a handful of really good fight scenes. So there's at least that kind of effort. But also, acting performance, like, emotional. He's on point. Michelle Yao, she's been in a bunch of great stuff. I don't think she's ever done better work than this as far as, like, actual emotional performance goes. Such a great film. Take the two or whatever amount of hours it is to shit, watch it two or three times. You're going to need to. There's so much going on. That's my two reviews.
Okay.
I'd like to go last on reviews.
So I saw the movie Cobweb on the Hulus.
Yeah, I got that saved. How's it?
It's kind of like Barbarian. I think it's Blumhouse and shit. I think it is actually the same director or something.
That's Anthony. It's Anthony Starr in that one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He's good. That chick from Hot Tub Time Machine, the first one, like the girlfriend at the end.
She was the friend in Mean Girls that was not one of the Mean Girls.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, she was.
This was a different role for her because I've never really seen her anything that's not like just I'm a regular person. Like, she was actually like acting and shit. So that was good.
Lizzie Kaplan.
Lindsay Kaplan.
She was in Now You See Me Too.
Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in shit. They're good. It's it's kind of like Barbarian. It's a thriller. Like, I don't really give too much away without giving anything away, but I mean, it's good. I mean, I watched the first minute of the trailer and I was like, alright, I'll watch it. It's kind of, they're just making all these Twilight Zone-y movies where, like, this is kind of where it is. This is what's happening and don't worry about the details. You know what I mean?
But you're just there for the atmosphere of it?
And
the
experience of the actors? Yeah. Don't ask questions. Because if you try to dissect like the plot, once they get to think of it, you're like, wait a second. What? But overall, I would say it's thriller-wise was good. Don't read too much of the plot.
All right.
All right. Well, Saturday, I sat down in front of the TV, put on the Disney Plus, and I watched the Doctor Who Special One, The Star Beast. Thank you, Russell T. Davies, for bringing this back. I watched 3 seasons of shit writing. That's no knock against any of the actors. Jodie Whittaker gave it her best. No, I loved the chemistry between her and Yaz. I thought Jodie Whittaker's last season was her best one. That was where the writing was kind of like, Chibnall was like, all right, I'm basically done with this. So he just gave it his all, and it was better than the first two series. But my God. And thank you for putting that cold opening in there, for bringing the new fans, for explaining everything up to this point. But Tennant is the Doctor. Like, he just instantly brings you back in. Did you guys watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I don't spoil it.
I won't spoil anything. I mean, just the story was great. The acting was phenomenal. Him and Catherine Tate still have it together. They still play off each other so well. There's one thing I will talk about, because I watched the behind the scenes of this. When the Doctor goes into the TARDIS and sees the TARDIS for the first time, he's not acting. That's David Tennant. Well, you'll know when you see it. The part with the TARDIS, and you're like, thank you.
So it's all fancier inside.
They really pulled all the stops with this and are just going balls to the wall, bringing everything back the way Doctor Who should be. Yeah, I can't wait for the second one.
It's good. I look forward to watching it. I am going to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, watch 3 things this weekend. Well, attempted to, at least. We took Zach to the theater.
Ooh, attempting.
For the first time to see Wish. And we made it about...
Please say halfway.
10 minutes halfway into the movie itself. Which, from what I got to see of it, I'm not that sad about.
It's only the first 10 minutes. So you need some time to set up.
Fair. Music. Because, of course, it starts with a song right away. Good. Music's good. The animation style is horrendous.
Yeah. It looks fairly straight up Disney. It seems pretty close to...
You know what? That's what I thought, too. Because every trailer I've seen, I'm like, oh, yeah, this looks like the Disney norm. It's not. When you're actually watching the movie, no. It's not... It does the reverse of the Spider-Verse for me. Where the trailer looked all choppy and shit-tastic, and I was like, ugh. But then you watch the movie, and you're like, ah, I love it. You watch the trailer of this, and you're like, I'm down. And then you're watching the movie, and you're like, no, I can't.
What, did they go with that off-timed animation?
Little bit. It looks like someone took 2D drawings and put them on 3D models, but didn't map it right.
So, do you remember that short video, the Disney Salvador Dali video on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Is it kind of like that?
Worse.
Where it's okay. Because I like that, so.
Really does look like just someone didn't take the time to finish the 3D model mapping.
Okay.
And then it's almost felt like texture. It's very weird. Very weird.
Eyebrow raise.
So
I'm looking at the trailer now to see if Because I remember in the trailers, it didn't look like there was a ton of detail going on. It looked like the backgrounds could have had more depth to them. That they're using effects to cover stuff up a bit.
Oh.
Not as deep as others have been.
It's, yeah. I think that's what lulls you into the false sense of security. And then when you're seeing it, you're like, I mean, it had a failure of a weekend.
What hasn't lately?
Yeah. Next up on the docket was Genie. The Melissa McCarthy Peacock original holiday movie.
Oh, yeah. 3,000 years of not much longing.
Yeah, we got about 3,000 seconds.
That's a lot of seconds, though.
Milliseconds.
There you go.
I'd say about 15 minutes. We gave this one 15 minutes. And then we bailed hard. We're like, wow, this is telling a really slow story. And, like, she's in it pretty early. And it's only 90 minutes.
So they didn't use the beginning to try and use her powers to set up fun shit, and then eventually...
No, they tried.
They tried, but the fun shit wasn't as fun as it needed to be?
You.
Okay.
You.
Did it seem to have an effects budget, and just the ideas weren't that interesting?
Sure.
Okay. That's not much of an answer, though. I didn't have much faith in it. The one trailer they showed didn't seem that interesting, which is very sad, because yes, I do really enjoy Melissa McCarthy. But I think she needs a strong script behind her, and then she can build off of it. When the script isn't that strong and the weight is on her shoulders to come up with interesting shit, it doesn't always work out. Ghostbusters.
Yeah. This made Ghostbusters look good, though. I wish I was lying. You know what the problem is? Modern Christmas movies aren't good.
I agree.
They're just not.
I totally agree with that statement.
I think
very, very few.
Yeah. Yes. And this one,
Violent Night was great.
And yeah, this wasn't one of them. This was bad. So we bailed. And then today, Ashley and I watched Best Christmas Ever on Netflix. The...
Is it the Eddie Murphy one?
This is the Jason Biggs, Brandy, Heather Graham one.
Sounds awesome.
I think I've turned off a trailer for that.
It was actually pretty fun. It had Jason Biggs. It had some heart
Brandy,
to it. And Heather Graham.
And Heather Graham. And funny.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Hallmark movie.
It kind of feels...
Special one of the year that they put a budget into.
That's how it felt. But, like, it had some... I'm not saying, like, it's the best thing I've watched.
Sounds like it.
What I'm saying is, out of the newer Christmas movies I watched, it's not bad. It's tolerable.
Out of your three reviews, this is the best one.
Yeah.
Were you able to get your money back from Wish?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the animation on one of the things. It's like I see what you're saying. It's like they tried to take a 3D model and put like the hand drawn animation look on it.
Yeah. Which is interesting because, like, 12 years ago, they made that Paper Man short, and that's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened in the time between then and now.
I think if you're doing that and then you do the obvious edges, like the ink looking edges, mm-hmm. it works better because people can see it.
I think that would have helped.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just looks like flat CG, and flat CG doesn't play as well.
It's the reverse, though. It's not that it's flat-looking CG. It's puffy-looking 2D.
Yes. It looks like it took... I'm picturing like a PS4
with budget.
Like someone fucked up a shrinky dink, and instead of it staying flat, it curled. There's a throwback for you, kids.
Yeah, back when we used to use ovens for toys.
Yeah, I mean, look, what? None of that was the greatest stuff I've watched this week. So, like, we got into Reacher, the best Batman show that's ever Batmaned.
I don't know what that means.
If anybody ever wanted to do a Batman show right, it's Reacher, except he's just not in a bat suit. It's a great show, Vin. You would love it.
I'm conflicted because you're saying it.
I'm aware, but you really would love it.
The contrarian in me wants to just dig hard the other way.
It's like it's everything you love, but with good acting.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then
I like good actors.
And then no, you don't. And then Scott Pilgrim. I'm continuing that, which has been great. And no one else has watched it, so we can't
talk about
it.
Did they drop that whole thing?
Yeah, it's all dropped. Okay. It's all dropped.
Well, I'm not paying for Netflix.
I know.
I thought about watching Scott Pilgrim. I moved on.
Fuck it, because I'm going to spoil it then. They kill Scott in the end of the first episode.
Oh, no.
Does he use his one life?
I don't know.
Yes, you do, because you've seen the next one.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten anywhere with it yet at where I'm at.
So what are they, like, retrospect?
Yeah, I mean, they're only, like, 20-something minute episodes.
Okay. But does, like, the first episode is the end of the story? And he dies, and then you got to go back to the beginning of the story to see where you...
No.
Okay.
Did Tarantino
it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. He didn't turn it off, did he? We're sitting here alone. He was the one who started a topic, and he left.
Yep.
So I'll piggyback off that. Scott Pilgrim isn't good, and I don't particularly like it. And I think Doctor Who's also stupid. Never seen that either. Joe, you'll have your turn. This is my time.
60 years.
60 years of shite. That's what I think. You know when you like wipe and you're like, where the hell did that come from? I thought I was fit. Like, why did that not just come out normally? And you have to keep wiping. That's what Doctor Who is.
I know it's easy. It's easy to pare things down.
Yeah. It
doesn't take much effort.
No.
If a show's been on for 60 years, they're doing something right.
Not really.
Name another show that's been on for 60 years.
Feels like the Big Bang Theory's been on for 60 years.
No, that got canceled. Like... Mercifully, it got canceled.
Ugh. Yeah, but didn't they make a spin? They made a spinoff with some kid that looks nothing like him.
Yeah, it still has a spinoff. That one's ending at 7, thankfully. I don't think they're going anywhere with that. I don't think his brother or sister are going to get their own show, mercifully.
Oh, no.
I don't think that was quite 60.
Friends? I mean, that was
definitely not 60.
So long. No. Might as well have been. Seinfeld, that was still pretty long.
That was like 11. That was 10, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, 10.
Maybe
9. Yeah. At least, maybe a decade. Yeah.
And also, that was 25 years ago. I know it's hard to believe that show ended 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels like 60 seasons.
Dude. How much of it did you watch?
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Most of it, I'd say.
And didn't like it?
No, it's like sitcom shows... I could watch once through, and every now and then I could see a clip, but I could not ever sit through it ever again. Ever again.
What was that?
Just too much.
Did anybody watch the Adventures? Instead of Matt Smith, they put the...
I talked to Dr. Hill. No,
he's going hard, so
again, you know, well,
I had an attack something. Justin and I had a moment.
These trolls out there who call Doctor Who woke and things like that have never watched an episode because.
But the show.
Doctor Who is woke and it's garbage.
Whoa. Hey. Shush.
No. And because yeah. Doctor Who is always, you know.
Joe.
Everybody is included.
That's what woke means and stuff. It's always been like that. People just don't like things that are inclusive, which is why, like,
you need to exclude people.
That's not how our show works. You know? We're also woke, I guess, right? By definition?
Well, yes, but I just think they should just say, you know, the people who hate it just because there's a trans character in it, there's a gay character, who cares?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But there's been...
Are they cool?
Yeah.
They're great.
They're great? Well, you're saying that, so I don't know now. I judge it based on what you say. They're gay. So I don't like them.
There's no way he can respond realistically to anything you said, Joe.
No, there's not.
Yeah, shame on you.
Back to Scott.
Failure in my eyes.
Back to Scott Pilgrim, though. So the first episode is up to the first fight with the League of the Evil Exes. So Patel kills Scott. Then he's like, I won. And, like, everybody leaves the bar. And he's like, is there an
different.
It's a thing. It's going places. I like it. I like that they're telling a different tale here.
That only shit like that would warrant them redoing the entire story.
And I love that everybody's back.
I'm still so surprised they brought everyone back. Not that it's a bad thing, but if you're going to do it all over again, I think they'd want to go fresh. But hey, use what works, right? Okay, that's our reviews. Let's get some news for yous. I'm going to try and time this out as well as I can. Hopefully, Kyle will be back in time for food news. The Boys Mexico is coming.
Yeah.
It's still in early production, but a couple of the names involved, not in front of the camera yet, but if they are involved at all, odds are they're going to be taking on characters. Diego Luna and Gael Garcia Bernal. Now, obviously, we know Diego Luna from a lot of the stuff he's been in. Gael Garcia Bernal was in Old, and he was also Jack Russell in Werewolf by Night. So we've seen him as well, pulling off a lot of cool stuff. And I can't be the only person to think that if human beings were treated as nothing more than commodities in shows based in the United States, you drop this concept in Mexico, this is going to look like the first half of fucking Elysium.
Yeah.
These people are going to be... They're going to have to create a new word for marginalized. Mexico in the Boys universe has got to be feeling shit bad. So I'm very interested in what they're going to do for this one. Remember like a year or so ago when Hasbro announced like you can get your own face on an action figure?
Yeah.
Yeah, be like, oh, that's sweet, man. I want to check that out. Oh, it's $60 for an action figure.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, I don't think I'm going to go for that. Apparently, not a lot of people went for it because they are canceling the selfie series right before they were about to unleash the 2.0 version, which would have hopefully fixed a lot of the problems, because I've seen a couple of them. There was two of them on the header for this article, and they didn't look good.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that we didn't waste any money on that.
The bodies themselves were standard issue for whatever type. Like, if there was the Snake Eyes body, Stormtrooper, Ghostbuster, there was a handful of other ones, like, I think Spider-Man body. They were all the ones you would get as a Marvel Legends figure. That 7-inch scale, but then the head didn't seem to be painted with the same quality paint or made with the same type of plastic, because it looked very translucent and the painted areas looked a lot lighter. Blacks weren't as black as the black should be, so quality was definitely in a $60 price tag. So I can understand why a lot of people balked at it. It's unfortunate. I eventually wanted to get one day, but it's not like the prices were going to go down, so it's not like I was actually going to do it.
Yeah.
No. Dave Filoni and company are taking a wait-and-see mentality to the character of Baylan Skull, Gray Stevens' character, Masoka. Depending on what they're actually doing for a second, or with it, is what they'll do with it. They do somewhere.
Yeah.
Friend and I were talking that if you're going to recast him, Liev Schreiber, I mean,
yeah, he could pull it off.
Fairly similar, not yeah. as tall. Very few people are probably for what time will tell. My last bit of news was just announced while we were doing the last show. The Marvel Zombies animated series is going to focus on Kamala Khan primarily. She will be one of the main characters of it. She's being described as the Frodo of the story. And it has been confirmed this is not another separate universe. This is the same Zombies universe from the season, first season of What If. So, that is knowledge now.
Yay.
Sweet.
I will hand off the baton whoever has news.
So, the main girl from the Scream continuation movies, she had posted some stuff about the whole Palestinian-Israeli shenanigans, and New Line dropped her from the upcoming Scream 7, and people were pissed, right? Because she's done a really good job. And then, her Jenna Ortega, who plays her sister in the movies, also dropped from the movie, stating that she had filming issues because of Wednesday, but if we're being honest, it's probably because they dropped the other chick. So now, they're looking to bring Neve Campbell back to be the main focus of Scream 7.
So they're just going to kill Sydney and get it over with?
I don't know, man. This is upsetting because those fucking Scream 5 and Scream 6 were fucking incredible.
I have a feeling they're going to kill off Courtney Cox's character this one.
Already did, spoilers.
Wait, I thought they didn't in the last one.
Yeah, I thought she survived.
No. Could have swore she survived.
Well, pretty positive she's dead. I think. I watched it.
I mean, Dewey died in the one before that.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty...
Spoilers.
Pretty positive. Too positive. Gail kicks it.
I have to do some producing.
What are we doing?
Funny, because didn't she complain a couple years back about the...
She doesn't die.
Nope.
No, they do not kill her.
No.
Oh. She I just thought not. She did die in...
They're going to kill off Courtney Cox's character. They're going to slowly chip away. And then... Sydney.
Yeah. Aren't they going to go with that rumor that he's still alive?
Apparently he was supposed to show up in a jail scene in Scream 3.
Yeah.
They held off on that. I mean,
he just had a TV dropped on his head.
You can survive that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily deadly.
It's fine.
Different to the series.
It's the second one.
Yeah. I'm not exactly deeply involved. I haven't watched since the third. I watched during the Halloween season a lot of breakdowns of all of them, so I'm fairly well-versed. Without even less reason for me to actually watch the movies.
They were good. There's a new Muppet show coming to Disney Plus since they canceled the Electric Mayhem show.
They are going to keep trying, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how the fuck it's not working out. It's the fucking Muppets, man.
I agree.
We enjoy them, and they tend to be good, but people just don't care about Muppets anymore.
I care. Fuck you.
Right.
Remain people.
I'm the fucking alpha of alphas, all right? I don't know if you paid attention.
The majority of folks in the country don't seem to care about the Muppets.
Fine. Well, that's not true. Most of them vote. Hey, see what I did there? Anyways,
no, what you do?
Shut up. Bradley Cooper wants to make more Hangover movies because he loves those guys.
Holy shit! Talk about putting something to bed.
It's not going to happen.
They're going to make Frozen 4, Thor 5, whatever the Star Wars 19. They can make Hangover 4.
No, they can't. They can't.
How many vacation? How many
people still go on
dumb things?
They're in the East. Problems pop up. Characters got to deal with it.
These Star Wars same
guys.
Thing.
These fucking guys go out and get drunk and do stupid shit. There's a certain point where you're like, no, I'm done.
Well, especially the way the last one ended with Alan basically coming into himself.
But had nothing to do with it. It completely misnamed.
Yep.
It bad. I think they missed the point.
Yes.
Of what was really cool about the first one. They definitely missed it with the second one, just by trying to remake it. Mm-hmm. And then with the third one, it was like, all right, well, let's try and do something different and wrap this whole story up with shit from the first one that no one really cared about.
That was, John.
Was that the point of this? And no one actually had a hangover.
No.
It wasn't about stupid decisions they made. It was decisions they had made years ago, and they're not dealing with solving anything. They're just on the run. That was the most fun part about the first one.
Well, to add to what I was saying, they're making Bourne 7 also. They don't have ideas.
That's a real head scratcher.
They don't have ideas. They just want to just continuation off things. Now, I actually think this one won't be awful because they do put out good shit, so
like
I'm for
rebuttaling what you were saying. Frozen 3 and 4 can work because Disney's just they're just going to continue that storyline. And
well, that's what Disney does, just remake and rehash the
it's
same
not,
shit.
It's not refashioned, they're just continuing and people will
it's not
go
true.
See it.
Wish the storyline of Wish is pretty fucking interesting. It is. The interconnected universe to all the other Disney movies. Like, that's the thing about this. Like, it pops up in that movie that Wish is from other Disney movies have, like... I don't want to fucking spoil it too much, but... It is their...
Well.
It's their
unified field theory. Disney?
It's their multiverse of madness.
Okay.
Oh, their multiverse. Wow, weird.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph 2 kind of did that with all the princesses.
It did.
Oh, they did a multiverse too.
Well, that was all.
Maybe. No, that was a website.
The internet has everything.
Yeah.
You guys are just filling in the gaps for Bradley Cooper's. Because now it's going to be the Hangover multiverse of Hangovers.
That's fine.
How much did Todd Phillips pay you?
Dude.
The Joker was so great. I can't wait for what you do. And we need a fourth Hangover movie. What does Todd Phillips have on you?
Nothing.
Dick.
He's actually a good director and he puts out good shit.
Alright, moving on. John Hamm really wants to play Doctor Doom. I say, okay, you do that, John Hamm.
Killian Murphy was back on the docket.
Fuck him.
I saw that too.
I want John Hamm to be Dr. Doom.
I don't want
John Hamm. John Hamm does need something because
why don't you want John Hamm to play
Dr.
Doom?
Because I don't want to hear a European accent out of John Hamm's mouth. I don't think it'll happen well. And I don't want Dr. Doom to be American again.
I don't want him to look like Killian Murphy.
But you're not going to see his face for the vast majority of the movie.
But I want to see his face eventually. And I don't want it to be that face.
And the way that they operate, everyone takes off their mask to talk for 5 seconds anyways.
Yeah.
Mace Doom. He's going to spend the vast majority of the movie in the mask.
No, he's not. No, because none of these actors are going to be like, yeah, fucking mask me up for the entire fucking time.
We all saw Endgame when they wanted, pass me the hand.
Yeah, we also, it's the Pedro Pascal effect, too.
Yeah.
I gotta wear this helmet the whole fucking time? I'm not re-upping my contract. But, like, we'll throw a bunch of zeros. That's fine, but we're gonna have to, like, you know, I'll just do the voiceover. You can have another guy play the fucking character.
Not true. He was there for a good amount of time.
Listen. Actors want their faces in the scene.
Just him doing the voice acting could have something to do with the role he might be getting.
He was doing the voice acting on, like, the last two seasons.
You know who could play Doom? He could do the European accent. See, and he's kind of gaining a little steam nowadays. I'm talking about Nicolas Cage.
Shut up. Moving on.
I still want Ham as Sinister. That's all I'm saying.
I would take Ham as either one.
Mick G announced that they're working on the ending to the Babysitter trilogy for Netflix.
Oh, good. Actually, good.
Yeah.
Sweet. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good luck getting What's-Her-Face back. She's busy.
Yeah, I hear he... The plan is to work it around her schedule and shit.
You'd have to, because she's the most important person. Well, the second most important person in that series.
Yeah.
And the most important person coming out of that cast now.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you guys are talking about.
Jenna Ortega. I forgot her name.
Okay, thank you.
And spoiler alert, she survives.
Yeah.
I really like both of those movies, and if they can figure out a semi-plausible way to bring back all of those characters from the first one again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's evil magic. I think the mistake they made was wrapping up the story with his babysitter in that movie. I mean, it was integral to the plot to get to know who Ortega's character was, but it felt like one of those things that would have been perfect to end a trilogy.
I'm just, those are really underrated fucking Netflix movies.
Yeah.
The dude that wrote the upcoming Avengers Infinity War is now in charge of writing Avengers The Kang Dynasty. Because, you know, reasons.
Because rewrites.
Yes, lots of them.
Yeah.
If it's even going to be called the Kang Dynasty anymore.
Correct. But, hey, you know what? I like it. Let's correct some things, and having the writer doing the you know, both Avengers movies makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I do like continuity.
Yeah. Thor 5 is eyeing a darker tone with Rogue One director Gareth Edwards.
Wow, that would be a shift and a half.
Yeah, it would.
Who?
Gareth Edwards.
The guy who directed that one, The Creator, that came out this year?
Yeah.
With Denzel's son that looked like fucking Space Apocalypse? It actually looked like Rogue One.
Yeah. So, that's a thing.
We've all been complaining... Hell, even I complained that the last one was too silly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to go down a bit more of a bleak path, you pull that dude in.
Yes.
Well, now he's... Yeah, there he is. Now then he's hard.
That's right.
It's up, about time. Daryl Hall was granted a restraining order against John Oates.
That's fucking unreal. No way.
Yes, he was.
It's a fucking thing. The iconic rock duo Hall & Oates is in the thick of a mysterious litigation battle, online court records show. The big picture, Daryl Hall filed a lawsuit last week and was granted a restraining order against John Oates per court records. though further details are limited as the case is under seal. Neither party has publicly commented. Go away. I don't want your fucking cookies. Neither party has publicly commented on the situation as of last Wednesday. The lawsuit, classified as a contract/debt dispute within the Nashville Chancery Court, was filed November 16th. In the lawsuit, John Oates and his wife Amy Oates are listed as defendants along with Richard Flynn. Amy Oates and Flynn are marked as co-trustees of the John W. Oates TISA Trust, according to the court records. Court records also reveal Hall's request for a temporary restraining order, which was granted November 17th and begins on November 30th. The restraining bond, per the record, was set at $50,000. This is so fucking intriguing to me.
So it was a 2-week restraining order?
No. It begins on the 30th. It was filed on the
17th. I thought you said it was the 17th. Okay.
Which, it was granted on the 17th and begins on November 30th.
So... All right, Joe, what do you got?
No, because I deep dived a little more. So as of 2 days ago, Daryl Hall sued John Oates and Oates' wife and another trustee earlier this month, alleging Oates planned to sell his side of the joint venture that would violate their business agreements. Yep.
Why is a restraining order required? Why couldn't he just file the lawsuit?
Good question.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yes, threats were made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably...
Yeah.
It probably got pretty hairy. Like, Oates' mustache... I mean, yeah, not Oates. Oates' mustache being gone.
Wait, so, I mean, I know they put a restraining order, but do you think he hired any private eyes?
I guarantee you this, it's not making his dream come true.
There you go.
They say fame can be a man eater.
Yeah, I guarantee you though, his wife's going to be a rich girl. I'm looking at an album right now. I'm trying.
Oh, that's good.
Alright, who do you think is going to win? Holland? Do you think Holland wins? I love you.
I hate you.
I don't even know when he's joking anymore.
I hate you.
I love you. So what? Much.
Just stop.
Because it's never instant. There's always a couple seconds where my brain has to.
No, mine's.
Wait, there's a joke in there. I got it.
Mine's instant, and I hate it. Instant.
What?
Instantly
Henry
hate
Hargo's
it.
Gonna win.
Fucking hate it.
You don't like Holland?
I cannot wait to veto every show you're putting in on Saturday. I cannot.
But, I mean, only two other people have to agree with him.
Not if he gets vetoed.
What if I can veto your veto?
Yes, you can.
Wait, hang on. How is this working again?
We'll go.
In order to veto someone else's thing, you have to eat a chip?
It's not chips. It's the disgusting jelly beans. And
whatever.
But you could veto a veto. But if you take a fiery jelly bean, then it's solidified. There's no fighting it.
You have to double down, right? So you'd have to do one of each type of jelly bean? So like you'd have to take
No, you can like...
Just disgusting jelly bean back to veto the veto, and then you'd have to take the hot one to solidify it.
No. So like...
That should be how it goes.
You're overcomplicating it. Again, just like having to seed tournaments, you're trying to overcomplicate.
That's the point. Can I just eat five in a row and just have five just fucking in the chamber?
Yeah, you can't have them in the chamber.
There are three people in this group that this is not going to be a problem for. However, the two people that are going to be a problem for are the ones that keep fucking talking.
Yeah, but you might want to veto a show that one of us puts in there.
Why would I want to veto a show? I just fucking veto it.
You see the peppers in the fiery freaking beans?
Yeah, I'm aware. I have the package here.
also, the fact that
question about the fiery beans, is it at random?
Yes.
Like, you pour one in, like, a hand.
Yeah. It's the same thing with any of them. They're all random.
No.
So, you don't have to do them.
Yeah, Joe. Well, I know, but I want to see somebody do it.
You know Vinny and I are doing it.
We all to, like, not do the dumb thing that you got. As I try to front load your list with those.
What, front load the dumb ones?
Is that shows?
I don't have any dumb shows on my list, sir. All the shows on my list are worthy of being in the 100. All of them.
All the Family, the Jeffersons.
I mean, obviously the Big Bang Theory is getting on because I know Mike's going to vote for it.
Honeymooners.
Save it for Saturday, kids. No? Guess what? It's food news time.
Who's it? I have to go off to sleep.
Salt and straw.
My daughter's.
Salt and straw.
No.
Salt and straw ice cream has dropped their Christmas flavors list and their collabs with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So here we go. Almond brittle with salted chocolate ganache. Yeah, no? Any takers on that one?
The almond.
No? Gingerbread cookie dough.
Yeah.
I love gingerbread.
Joe, the company's probably real ginger in the gingerbread, so 50-50 based on how big the piece is.
True.
Ginger.
Toasted white chocolate and peppermint almond.
Okay. Yeah.
Fucking almond throws it off.
Dwayne Claus's Terramana spiked eggnog.
I'm going to need some description on this because I have no idea what Terramana is.
It's his tequila.
Tequila.
Okay. Maybe.
No, tequila's pretty smooth.
I'd want to try it because I don't like a lot. Some years I'll just have some, like one.
All right. Tradition upheld. And then go off. Yeah. Maybe I'll bring nog for this weekend.
Ooh, I like a good nog. Chocolate sugar cookie dough.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
And it has swirls of it has swirls of royal icing in it.
I love how they're not doing stupid shit like they typically do.
Yeah, these are pretty
like turkey cranberry ice cream.
Yeah, well, but that shit was good though.
Was it?
It was really interesting. I was shocked how much it tasted like it. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
These were good.
Now, that's not all. The Rock has two ice cream cakes that you can get on saltandstraw.com. Well, you could have gotten. They're completely sold out now. He has the naughty cake and the nice cake. The naughty cake, which is a 7 handcrafted layer ice cream cake. Coffee spiked chocolate cake. A burnt caramel chocolate fudge. Whiskey caramel ice cream. Peanut butter chocolate chip cookie dough. And crunchy chocolate peanut butter puff topping.
Can you send me the link for that one?
I mean, I can, but again, it's sold out.
No, I'm going to figure out a way to get it.
The nice...
That's an American right there. That's a Patriot.
I'll sell my body if I have to.
The nice cake...
That one needs to get in... It needs to get in me.
That's what she said.
Get it in me.
Oh, Joe.
The nice cake is coconut cake, Oregon Marion berry jam, banana Foster ice cream, peanut butter chocolate ganache, and coconut streusel topping.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds good, right too.
Right?
That's almost better. Right there. This symbol knows what I'm talking about. Thumbs down.
Then more snacks. We've got Fruity Pebble and Cocoa Pebble coffee.
Like, not creamer, but...
Yes, actual coffee. They're light roast.
Coffee.
Yes, they're put out by Coffee Over Cardio. Is the name of the brand.
No.
Morningstar Farms, 100% plant protein chicken fries. Now in Pringles Scorch and Cheddar cheese flavor. They use the crushed Pringles chips as the breading for the fake-ass chicken.
So they're neither chicken nor fries.
Extreme false advertisement.
Where's the Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yep. Pringles soy. Ew. Yeah. Ew.
Hey, I'm gonna try them.
You go ahead.
Word.
Yep. Be my guest.
Farm Rich is putting out three new appetizers for your holiday parties. Thai style chili. Thai style chili chicken bites. White meat chicken fritters with a sweet style chili tossing sauce. Stuffed mini sweet peppers, breaded mini sweet red peppers with a cheesy filling, and breaded goat cheese bites.
Mm. I don't like goat cheese.
I'm not a goat cheese fan either.
I love it. Mm. It's so good.
Crayola is putting out hot chocolate.
Fucking stop now.
Why? Well, actually, no. No, why?
Aren't they trying
nothing
to stop?
Says,
are they trying to stop kids from putting crayons in their fucking mouth?
Well, no, that's what I was gonna say. If you're,
I mean, it's a powder, so it's not a crayon, and it comes in.
What did Homer Simpson say when he was fat? It's non-toxic.
It comes in Pacific blue and emerald green.
You say crayon?
Yeah, crayon.
No, no, Justin said crayon.
Crayon. It's crayon.
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 It's not a thing you lift stuff up with. It's not
that's
a crayon.
That's
game.
A crane, sir.
Yeah, you're saying crayon.
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 It's not a berry.
Yeah, thank you.
So blue and green.
Supposedly.
A bright blue and an emerald green. Absolutely no. Going to turn your shit colors.
Yeah. What are the flavors here? What are the, is there supposed to be a flavor to this shit?
Just hot chocolate, but colored.
So,
it's African American, all right?
Racist.
Your whole insides is just going to be that color.
Probably.
Ew. No.
They're just hiding the fact that it's a barium enema.
I want to try it, but I don't want to waste my money on an entire container. You know what I mean?
They're not going to be sold in boxes as packets. It's going to be like a tub.
It's in. It, remember how Nesquik used to come in like the old school metal container and you had to like use your spoon to pry the lid?
Yes.
That's what this looks like.
That's too much. No. That's too much Swiss Miss.
If it was like that and it was split down the middle like one of those popcorn tubs and it had all three, maybe? Just so you could try it. Each one, but if it's just fucking chocolate, just colored hot chocolate, what is the concept here?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Colors. Kids
I feel like Big. I feel like the movie Big, where it's a building that turns into a robot.
I don't get it.
DiGiorno is
delivery.
Giving you just the crust. A fully cheese-stuffed crust pizza where you add your own toppings. So they're giving you the base. The entire thing is loaded with cheese. And then you add sauce, more cheese, and toppings.
Okay.
However you would like to style this.
Full layer of crust. Full layer of cheese. Full layer of crust again.
Yes.
and then they have toppings you can put on it.
Well, you would put your own shit on it.
Does that them? Might be this wins for today. This is the highest one on my list of your list today.
Yeah,
this has potential.
I don't know. If I mean a DiGiorno, I don't want to put in any work. I just want to heat it and eat it.
Right, but Joe, think about my pesto on a fully loaded DiGiorno crust.
God damn it!
Right. That's different, though.
How's that different?
Because I'm not going to have access to your whatever you said.
I mean, you could. You could just not be a prick and just ask me and just be like, hey, can I get some pesto? And be like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I usually always have it on hand.
I have this problem when I eat food is if I make it, I don't want to do anything. And if I somehow actually manage to get it to a heating source, odds are it's not fully heated. So I don't want to do any of the work. This is stupid, whereas it is
it's not stupid
the
at
best
all.
Thing you mentioned today. It's stupid.
I don't understand how it's stupid. No matter because what, you have like to it. You have to put it in the oven, whether the shit's already on there or you're going to add shit to it.
Not me, bro.
So you're going to eat it raw.
A piece of raw?
I ate my bread and my cheese however I can get it.
Dumb.
Dude, no wonder why you have stomach problems. You're eating raw pizza.
Yeah.
No. You.
Dude, raw flour is so bad.
I changed my mind. We should never have a debate show between Joe and Vinny.
Yeah. Does anybody here like Chobani Greek yogurt besides me?
I do.
Oh, yeah, Joe. They're dropping a new Chobani Creations line. Apple pie a la mode, bananas Foster, orange creamsicle, mocha tiramisu, cherry cheesecake, and caramel sundae.
Okay. I like
it. I did not expect to hear bananas Foster twice today.
I know.
That sounds pretty good.
That's my porn name.
No, it's Bananas Fister.
That's the show name.
Oh, you are welcome. Sometimes I know when they're coming out of my mouth, it's just going to be a header.
Good times.
Thank you. Write that down. There you go. Make sure you don't forget.
There we go.
Good, sir.
Pop-Tarts Bites are getting a new flavor, Frosted Cinnamon Roll.
How the fuck do you have this much food?
So I have food news.
Did you save the food news from last week?
No.
You fucking did.
No.
There's no way.
Guys?
Yeah, no way there's one
news. Guys?
Yeah, there's no way. No way there's one news worth.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah,
it's legit.
It's legit. Fucking story.
I still have two more.
Blame Joe, dude.
Yeah.
Keeps talking about Doctor Who.
It's just a sign of how bad this country is. The most news we get every week is new types of bad food.
Yeah.
Everything's ramping up production. Once all that stuff starts getting more going, probably have more news.
Yeah,
we could just do shorter shows. So, I mean, I'm in favor of that.
This one is pretty short. M&M's. If you stopped interrupting me, it wouldn't be so fucking long either. M&M's mega sized peanut butter coming to a store near you. Yeah, the mega sized.
Yay!
Like that
next
big.
One.
Wait, like a quarter sized M&M?
Yeah, bro. Have you guys not seen these?
No.
They've been out for like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't seen them. Nope. Enjoy talking about them. I haven't seen them. What's the next thing to enjoy talking about?
Didn't he get pegged with one of those things? It must fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Some sick, twisted kid.
I want to skip one across the lake.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri just signed a $100 million deal with Food Network.
A Chicken Guy show. Tom is for a Chicken
You're gonna
Guy
get
show.
Plenty more of diners, drive-ins, and dives. And Guy's
Guy
groceries
Fieri.
Games. Yeah.
It's a show all about mac and cheese.
Yeah. Fuck that mac and cheese.
And hair dye. Oh
my God.
Bleach and cheese.
What, Joe?
These things are like double the size of a regular M&M.
Told you they were fucking big. I wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up now.
At least three times the size as a regular M&M.
Hey, Vinny, Street Fighter sucked.
Hey, everything you like isn't good.
He likes you.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Whoa.
It's not true.
What he's now, dickface?
He's a phony, dude. He's the biggest phony. Hey, look at him.
Who gave you that hat?
I earned it.
We were twinsies.
Yeah, not by choice.
Now you guys are like fucking Snowball Brothers for life.
No, I don't like the snow.
All right, that's it. Douches, nerds.
I don't have any.
I do. Either. My douche of the week is Taika Waititi.
I did hear about that. That was very douche.
For after taking it on the chin so much about fucking Love and Thunder, he's just like, I only did the movies because of money and I needed to feed my kids. Fuck you, guy.
Yeah, if there is ever, I think I'm right about him. That guy, he loves to stick his head between his legs right before he farts. And he just drinks it all in. And he goes, wow, that was great.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with Vinny on this one.
Because the shit that come out of people like his mouth is just like, obviously you made Thor Love and Thunder because there was no creative vision there. So when someone asks you a simple question, why'd you do it? And you go, oh, I needed the money.
No, like, I believe there was creative vision there. There was too much creative vision. There's no creative control. That was the problem. Ragnarok had control. It had creativity. And it had structure. Love and Thunder was a jerk-off fest. That was them doing the Dutch rudder to each other.
Yeah.
They were having too much fun.
I have to agree.
And my nerd of the week, Bruce Willis, for coming out back in 2018 and saying that Die Hard is definitely not a Christmas movie.
I was at a roast, and Disney said
bravo,
that is a Christmas movie.
Bravo. Bruce Willis, star of Die Hard, saying that it's not a Christmas movie, so fuck all of you.
He's just the actor. He doesn't get to say what it is.
Yeah, so he does.
Get
no,
back in
he
your
knows.
Trailer.
He knows.
Read the lines.
Not a Christmas movie, guys. Sorry.
Totally is.
What did the director say?
He said he's a bitch.
The director said Bruce Willis is a bitch. Wow. This guy sounds like my kind of hit director.
He said Vinny Landolfo is a bitch.
No, he didn't. He doesn't even know who I am.
Yeah, he does. He knows all about you because you fucking post in all those diehard subreddits, you and Pravdo, when you guys are not on the show.
That movie could have been set at an Arbor Day party, and nothing would have been different.
Yep. But,
come out to L.A. for an Arbor Day party. My boss just happens to be
driving. That would work. A Christmas party.
How would it not fucking work, Joe?
Totally
would. You couldn't fit the Run DMC Christmas song in there if it wasn't a Christmas movie.
Another song.
All the Christmas carols.
Another song could have been put. You could have taken all of the elements that are Christmas out of that movie, put it, and any other reason to go out there. It was her birthday, and they were throwing her a fucking birthday party.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have hit as hard.
If I may take your point for a second, mm-hmm. which you were absolutely correct in stating. However,
mm-hmm.
they did put the Christmas parts in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to believe it is, in fact, a Christmas movie. Good night, folks.
No, you're
wrong.
Maybe lead me to believe they wanted a holiday and they could have picked anyone.
Joe, Vin, each one of you come with a backup. For the show on the 19th, because
no one's gonna pick.
You can't both put this movie in. Okay, John McTiernan, the director. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. He said that in 2020.
Actor, get in your trailer, read the lines, shut it.
Dominic Tiernan was also forced out of the country for a few years.
Yeah.
He's a criminal. I think he's a communist.
Yeah.
So. You're going to support a communist, Vin? Are you going to...
Oh, yeah. What now, Vin?
Here's the quote. Vin. Here's the quote. We hadn't intended it to be a Christmas movie, but the joy came from it, and it's what turned it into a Christmas movie.
So...
The magic of Christmas enveloped it. Bullshit.
That's a quote from the director. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
A communist director. So
he's still directing
it. A Marxist, fascist, communist. Yeah.
He's still directing
All these assholes in Hollywood today are communist,
so you're fascist. Getting, so you're getting behind about? So you're getting behind the communist now, Vin? Is that... Oh, so you're a turncoat, huh?
You're American.
What happened to America?
Oh, you're American.
Fucking traitor.
Like I just said... All traitor. Hollywood people are super left-leaning, and they claim to be socialists.
Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin
Sorbo? Dean Cain?
Yeah.
Not those guys. Those guys are pros.
They're so deeply entrenched in Hollywood currently.
Hollywood
idiots.
Oh. Well, Vin.
They're ousted because their beliefs.
Is there a letter higher than A-lister?
Kirk Cameron. I'm sorry.
Is it like internet tears now? Are they S-listers?
Yeah, no, they're Jesus Christ superstars. Kirk Cameron, Mike's right.
Z-lister.
Wow, Vin, it's nice to see that you're finally showing your true colors.
What's the name of the guy who played
red and yellow?
What's the name of the guy who played Reverend Camden on Seventh Heaven? Throw that fucking guy in the same category.
That guy too. Yeah.
No, he's a pedophile. That guy.
Yeah, he got in some trouble.
Same thing.
The Dawson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did bad things.
Yeah.
Oh, no, a Hollywood guy who was a pedo? Weird.
Scott Baio. Scott Baio couldn't be more Hollywood.
Chachi?
Yeah.
Charles in Charge.
Such a fucking right-winger. Such a crazy right-wing.
Nice.
It was Tracy Dash? Stacy Dash?
From Stacy fucking, Dash, yeah.
Yeah.
Stacy Dash? Nutball right-winger.
Yep.
She's great.
All Vince right.
Vaughn, yeah. My dude.
We're spinning our tires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your thing, Kyle.
Alright, as always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @Nerdities. Email us @Nerdities@gmail.com and check out Nerdities.com.
While there, fuck you. Also, go to Nerdities.myspreadshop.com and buy some cool shirts, hoodies, whatever the fuck else you asked for that you haven't bought yet. Go over to CanStopTheRopeDrop.myspreadshop.com to buy the very nice, very evil Disney-related shirts. They're not evil. They have nice Christmas. I know, nice Christmas designs up now. Do that. Sinful Creations by Justin.com. CINNFUL Creations by Justin.com. Get your sweet treats. We have a holiday gift box. It's got a bunch of shit in it. And there's also the snack box, which is a mystery box that has not nearly as much as the holiday gift box, but it's a mystery. It'll be a curated box of whatever the hell I feel like putting in there. Get your cinnamon rolls. It was like a gajillion people did for Thanksgiving weekend. I thank everybody who got desserts and breakfast pastries. I had a very profitable week, so thanks for that. And my December is starting to fill up now. So let's keep it coming, kids. Yeah? An update. We are filming our Christmas specials this weekend. For yous poors that while we're away, you still have new content to listen to. Our 100 best TV shows of all time, according to us. That's going to be fun, as always. And the Nerd Mark holiday movie, which previously we stated that our dear friend Sophie Queen was going to be the star of. Fortunately, there's some scheduling conflicts. Sophie's not going to be here. So instead, we went to intern Kelly. Was like, hey, sis, want to be the star? Of course I do. Okay.
Well, she was always her understudy.
Yeah, she was the understudy.
She's been in the wings the whole time. She's been learning the script. She's good.
Yeah. And then we got my other little sister, her maid of honor, Jess, is stepping up to play another role. So we're all good. And we're actually all going to be in person, and it's going to be a good time. And yes, look forward to that.
There will be alcohol.
Yes, there will.
Make things better.
Oh, that was it. Kyle missed that announcement last week. Justin is writing his list for the top 100 television shows of all time. However, Justin is not going to be the one arguing, debating, and vetoing Drunkston will be taking his place for the top 100 television shows of all time.
I was wondering why you were speaking in third person.
Why is that?
Spice it up.
We're fucked.
I'm not gonna be fucked because my list is a real list.
My list is a real list too.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna be fucked.
Maybe Drunkston will just like veto Kyle's shit too.
I don't think that's gonna be real.
I don't know.
You know why?
I don't know what he's
gonna do. Because I'm gonna front load my stuff with stuff I know is gonna be on your list.
Bitch, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
So you know what you guys do have? YouTube.com/nerdities. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that bell to get notified when new content is coming. Because new content is coming. Because I hope you're enjoying the Nerdities wrestling promos that we just put out. We have the first season of Nerd ETs currently in production. We have the finale to the Joe trilogy in the works. Please give us a budget for these things so we can make more. And
we have an actual full-length feature film that is going to be...
Yes, and we do have a feature film in the works. Please give us a budget for all this stuff. Write to us at nerdies@gmail.com.
Relationships.
And demons.
And demons.
Remember,
it's supernatural.
A bit.
I don't... Not to toot my own horn, but I'm looking at... all the promos and their views.
I was going to say something about that.
Sparkle Dust has the highest amount of views.
I wonder why.
I haven't watched it.
There's been a lot of spikes on our YouTube channel lately.
Yeah.
People are enjoying the wrestling promos.
Yes, they are.
Maybe Sparkle Dust has the highest viewership because people... intrigued by the cross-dressing guy.
Yeah. It's fine. Tracy, on Thanksgiving, she's like, I don't... This is going to sound worse than it sounds. She's like, but you definitely look like your heritage. You look like a Hungarian gypsy. So that's where hashtag Hungarian gypsy started.
Right.
Joe, December 19th. What do they have to look forward to?
Oh, we're doing a Christmas live show. Check it out, youtube.com/nerdies. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell, because you'll get a notification when the live show is coming. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Interact with us, Q&A. Talk to us. There's a chat. Give us money. We'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and our product. And we want to hear from you out there.
Yes.
There it is. That's everything, Joe. The opinions of the Nerdies crew, idiotic and poison up, and don't worry, next week's will be far more insulting.
Fuck bye.
And why should I care?